Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy. I know it's been a minute since my ass has actually did the show and stayed on time with it and everything. So tonight is going to be crazy. Damn, I haven't even got started yet. And somebody raising their hand. Damn, hold on. Let me see who this is. Got me interrupting my introduction and all. Okay, 9660, you're live. What's up?
Choc Mommy, what's up, baby? What's going on?
Now, who this?
This is your favorite. This is Noel's Tasty, baby. What's going on?
Noel's Tasty?
Yeah. Your friend on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
The singer from Brooklyn. The singer from Brooklyn, New York.
The one you got on red?
That's right, one and only.
Oh, hi. How are you?
What's going on, baby?
Nothing, just actually back on the air after a nice little break.
Okay. I'm feeling that, you know. I love your look. I love your new look with your glasses and everything like that.
Oh, now that's my work look. That's just like, those are just for me to look at the computer screen all day. That is not no permanent shit.
Hey, Chalk, it's all good, baby. It's all you. It don't matter whether it's on or off. You still chocolate to me, baby. That's all right.
Oh, thank you. What happens is every now and then I share, you know, a little part of me that most people wouldn't see.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes we all got to do that sometimes.
True.
Don't you think?
True. Yeah, I agree. So,
no.
Tell everybody about you and what you do.
Well, first of all, to start off, you know, my name is Noel. I go by the name of Tasty, a.k.a. Chocolate Drop. You know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You know, I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter. You know, I pretty much, I'm also a founder of my, you know, my group that I'm trying to establish. I'm trying to establish a quartet, you know, or a quintet singing group, you know, trying to bring back that, that missing sound of R&B, you know, where a lot of, you know, harmonic acts started, you know, trying to bring back that Odyssey sound, that jive, still, always the man flow. You feel what I'm saying?
Got you.
As you can see, you know, you seen my pictures in Facebook dressing up in red and stuff like that. That's how the artists, you know, the male singers used to dress up like back in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? You could come looking, you know, not only sensual and sexual and explicit, but raw, you know what I'm saying? They were casual. They were, you know, you know, they had a love note with their thing, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. I'm feeling that.
You know what I'm saying? Like for example, for starters, you know, when Jodeci came out, they had the boots, the baggy pants, you know what I'm saying? The whole, you know, rough image look. You know what I'm saying? The whole bad boy look, but they were smooth tips. They had their dress down look too, but they were raw with it. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
You know, so I'm kind of bringing that style back, trying to bring that flow back. That's what's missing in the R&B era since 112 and Jodeci and the Rude Boys and Silk and all of them. You know, that was on the format, you know, of that era, of that page, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just got to keep it moving forward, you know what I'm saying?
Understand.
Yeah, you know. But, you know, I've been doing my thing, you know. I've had my shit done, you know, from going on Apollo. I did a performance last year on B.B. King's, you know, doing the 80s and 90s R&B showcase, you know. You know, like I said, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I'm also actually looking for, trying to some committed members to, you know, join my singer group and things like that, R&B group, you know, whoever's interested, you know, whoever, you know, that's out there that has a good, you know, voice, you know, whether they could be tenor or whatever voice they got, you know, they feel that they could flow, you know, they'll feel free to hit me up, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, they could find me up on Facebook and things of that nature, you know.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be interested in hearing some of your music.
Oh, definitely. You know, say, I wouldn't mind dropping a little something for you right now. I don't mind hitting a few bars for you right now, if you want.
Oh, by all means, hit a few bars.
Let me see what Jodeci song you want me to go back with. What's your favorite Jodeci song? Give me a good format starter. What's your favorite Jodeci song?
Let's see here. I'm just trying to think. My favorite Jodeci song is You and I.
Oh, You and I. That was a ballad. I love that one, too. You got any other one? No?
No.
That's your main one?
Yeah.
You didn't, like, Stay or Come and Talk to Me or none of them? Or Grab My Lady?
No. That was my favorite. You asked me what was my favorite Jodeci song. That's my favorite Jodeci song.
Okay. I feel you on that one, even though those other songs were good on the charts, too.
I wouldn't give a damn. You asked me my favorite song. That's my favorite song. Brother song,
but
here it goes. Let me clear my throat. Clear your throat and sing, nigga.
Going back to a living color, huh, ain't you? That was a good one. That was a good one. All right. And I could tell you in the world how thin with a big good stuff. Thank you, please. I'd tell you about you and I. Story that could live and never die. You and I could be so strong. Our love could be so strong. You and I would never die. You and I could be so fine. Did I get to tell you about me and you? You know how I feel, but yet you feel same too. I can go on and on, tell you how I feel. For if it could live, that's the real deal. You know what I'm saying?
Nice, nice. That's what's up. Hercules, Hercules. Okay, okay. I was expecting you to fuck it up, but, I mean, you surprised me.
You fuck it up.
Yes.
Everybody's
trying to make you sing. Don't be singing. I was like, yo, this nigga about to be horrible. Like, but you got confidence, so I was like, okay, I mean, all right, so.
Oh, you trying to go Apollo Live on me? You're the panelist now?
Oh, nah, I was just on, Sandman Sims your ass and hit you. Remember, this is No Manners Wednesday. I have no manners 7 days a week, but I really have no manners on Wednesday. Well, I would really like to appreciate, I mean, thank you for that little sample that you gave us, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of your music.
No doubt. No, definitely. No doubt about that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I got a song that I didn't feel a couple months back. I had written a song called Pull It Down. You know? It's pretty up tempo, pretty, you know, R&B-ish, hip hop ish, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty raw.
You have a lot of stuff going on in the background, like it sounds like you want a Nextel. Like you talk and then it's like stuff in the background, then you talk and then
you
hear all
the
stuff in the
background.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's 'cause I'm in my neighborhood, I'm in my residence, you know? Out in my street zone, you know?
Got you.
There's a lot of traffic, a lot of cars and stuff around, you know, around the way, so, you know. I mean, is that a disturbance? You want me to go someplace where I can be more quiet?
Oh, no, because I'm about to get back into my show. I have a lot of stuff to cover because I haven't been on in a while.
Oh, really? What you want to talk about?
Oh, my co-host is on, and we're going to go in and talk about my trip, and we're going to talk about the little shit with Ray Rice, his wife's comments, everybody's comments, and just shit that we do.
No doubt. I mean, I was hearing a lot of talk about the Rice thing, you know, saying the way I feel about it, the way I see it, this whole Rice thing. You know, literally, I mean, personally, to me, from what I get of it, you know, first of all, it doesn't look as a good image as a man and as a player, as a football player, you know, knowing that he had an experience or an encounter with his girlfriend, with his fiance, you know, and he allegedly abused his fiance and stuff like that. And it doesn't set off as a good image because, you know, I've seen these kind of images over and over again, you know, in circumstances and in issues, and a lot of, not only in celebrities, but in sports entertainers and people and everyday people as well. And it's kind of come to the point where, you know, when are people going to wake up and realize that this issue is really serious? It's getting out of hand. Like, you know, it's these brothers that are out here, you know, abusing women and thinking that it's cool to put their hands on a woman, you know what I'm saying, regardless of whatever issue that's taking place. And, you know, if you can't, the way I feel about it is that if a man can't seem to control his you know, his anger, or, you know, the your girlfriend or your fiance, you know, had some words with you, or whatever the case may be, and some words got exchanged, you agree or disagree, you know what I'm saying, and it gets too hot in the room, you know what I mean, it's best that a man should just, you know, let it be, let it go, or just take a walk, or just leave her well enough, leave her alone, you know what I'm saying, till she cool off, you know, or something of that nature, or just afraid to take a break, you know what I mean, and then later y'all can come back and you know, deal with the issue. But, you know, it doesn't make sense putting your hand on a woman. I mean, don't get me wrong, women do stuff too. I mean, you know, both parties shouldn't be putting hands on one another, you know what I mean? I mean, granted, I've seen women, you know, they get out of anger if they find out their boyfriend or their man cheating or their husband cheating, okay, they want to slap them, bow. Okay, I can understand that approach. You know, dude lied or he cheated or things of that nature, there's consequences to certain things that you do. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, something has to be handled, you know. It's getting too out of hand, and it's being repeated, you know, over and over again. We've seen it with Chris Brown. We've seen it with I don't know if you heard, but like a couple months back, but when the guy that played Notorious, what was his name, Jamal Woolard, that played the actor of Biggie in the Notorious B.I.G. movie, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a couple months ago. It was in articles in the newspapers how he allegedly, you know, abused his wife. You know what I'm saying? He was at a celebration, at a party, whatever, and he was with his family, and you know, his wife is actually, you know, he had a stepson, and you know, the stepson called the police on him because those two, him, Jamal Woolard, and the wife were arguing about some situation, and he literally, you know, blew off steam and, you know, acted as though like he was still in the movie of Notorious, like he was getting mad, like he was still with Faith Evans, and he was like, you know, they said in the paper that how he had her up against the wall and was choking up on her and beating her down, and, you know, and son was witnessing all this, and he called the cops on her and got on him and got him arrested. Now he's in Atlanta, Georgia, in jail. You know?
Yeah, Atlanta don't play the radio. But me personally, I feel like with Ray and his fiance or his wife, that was some shit that had happened before. And, you know, if you don't want people in your business, don't do it in the public. Ashton, hey girl, how are you?
Hey, ladies.
No doubt about that.
So, Ashton.
Yes.
I gotta do my music break because I have this song that I promised somebody I would play. Now, I know everybody is gonna be shocked because he ain't a rapper, but it doesn't matter. Okay. He's Mr. Ashton. He rapping your hood. And he's in my city. No, he's not in my city, but he's in my state now, okay?
So,
I got to play Freestyle by Lance Stevenson, and then I got to play Who Booty, and then You Remind Me, the remix, because Ashton, you never heard of that. So we're going to take our music break, because like I said, I promised I would play this song, and I got a tweet to let the guys know that I did play it. So let me see, where is it? Oh, I hate my switchboard. Hold on 1 second. Is it freestyle? Let's see. Is it? Okay, here it is.
It's me, bitches.
Nope, wrong song. Here we go.
Y'all trying to make the next highlight on SportsCenter, huh? Hey, yo, hey. Hey, Harper, pull up. From BK to NC. CI. Back block.
Jello Beats, holla at me.
Born ready, I'm some hot nigga.
Hot nigga.
Straight up out them Coney Island blocks, nigga. Crossover, step back, I might drop niggas. Game on the line, I'ma take the shot, nigga.
That, nigga.
Streets got them handles, he might drop niggas. Shout out to a third of my block niggas. Tryna win, coach pass me the rock, nigga.
Rock, nigga.
To the rack, and one, you forgot, nigga?
Huh?
Brooklyn brand, now I'm out NC. Me and Kimmer in the backcourt, niggas dead meat.
Dead meat.
Pops, help me down, cut me out the street. They won the high rolls, grew up out the concrete. I've been bowling hard since like the fifth grade. Watching AI getting 40 with the French braids.
French
love braid. Indiana, I'ma miss some good days. Charlotte Hornet, MJ, that's a new wave.
New wave.
Shorty like the way that I ball out.
Ball out.
I've been getting money till I fall out.
Ball out.
Scoop a maid, then I tell her call out.
Call out.
Shorty like the way that I floss out. Hit the weight room, then I hit the gym. Started from the bottom, it was either sink or swim.
Swim.
No hesitation, make a move, then I'm at the rim.
Rim.
I got tunnel vision, all I'm trying to do is win. New year, new money, so I'm coming for 'em. Niggas hate, man, they ain't got nothing on them. Two change, now I'm stunting on them. See a sinner in the lane and I'm dunking on them.
Ah!
Had to do it for my fam, son.
Yeah.
Had the toe suit and some
and
ones. Born ready playing in your speakers, yo. Just copped a race about a week ago. VIP, you know we bugging, bro. 30 bottles, tell them keep it coming, yo. Top spot, you know what I'm gunning for.
Yeah.
Born ready and one, in case you didn't know.
Ha,
ha.
Stevenson for coming to my home, to my state, playing for the Charlotte Hornets. He's having a big-ass Welcome to Charlotte party Friday night, September the 12th, hosted by Special. Born Ready will be in the fucking building. You guys come out, show some support. I will be putting the flyer out on the internet. I've just been lazy. I've been working a lot. So sue me. Shit. I mean, I'm just saying. Now, Ashton, this song is to you. Who booty?
Roll smooth with a bang.
Flying that thing, good D game. Bustin' so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I tell shorty, answer right back. I be on it like, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty is it? Who booty, who booty, who booty is it? No, mama, I know what you want. Begging me to beat it like the bass of my trunk. I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Take it from your head down, down in your butt. I'm like Tyson, my booty. I knock that ass down. Got that crack and I'm pooky. It make me spaz out. Let me get in that. Baby, throw it back. Pick it around, if applause, make it clap. See, boy, that booty girl, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. Bang, good D game. Bustin' so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shorty, answer right back. I be on it like, who booty is it? Who booty?
booty is this? Who booty, who booty, who booty is this? Who booty is this? Who booty is this? Who booty, who booty, who booty is this?
Montana here, yeah. See the firework, 100 bottles here, yeah. You know we flying over here, then we flying over there,
what you doing?
We getting money over here, can't buy love, but buy you what you want, they hit it from the back, hit it from the front, big old booty, pull up on, whips and shoes, be something fun, to buy this here, you need a passport, we buy the whole store, Asian provocateur, booty so big, put a ring on it, but for now I tattoo my name on it.
Title right there. You have no choice but to live that out.
So, please tell everybody about what's going on Friday night.
Well, you know, Friday night, you know, Lance's birthday celebration at the Epicenter in Charlotte. And we're going to do it up. He did it up in New York for the past 5 days. I didn't get no sleep till probably yesterday. But he's still calling me, telling me, yo, get up, like he's still here. But he ain't nothing, but definitely Friday night, we're going to be at the Epicenter, Lance Stevenson's birthday celebration, hosted by Special. Well, we call him Uncle Special because that's how I do that, hold us down. But, you know, it's going to be an epic moment, yo. Y'all should come out, celebrate with us.
And it's going to be a lot of holes there. It's going to be a lot of holes there.
Well, no comment on
that. It's going to be females, it's going to be hoes, it's going to be gold diggers, it's just going to be,
you know, it's going to be star-studded, we know that. You know, Kemba's coming through, PJ Aston coming through, basically his whole team going to be through, plus other players coming through to show support for Born Ready, you know? But it's going to be up there, man. We're going to do it Saturday, but, you know, Mayweather messed that up, so we got to do it on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be fucked up if Floyd lost on Saturday. If Floyd loses on Saturday, because then it's like he could have had a two-night party.
Oh, for sure.
Friday night
but,
and Saturday night.
Yeah, it's gonna be epic. It's gonna be epic for sure. Like Epicenter will be lit. Tickets are selling crazy. More tickets will be available. Follow the link. Follow the one Instagram. I don't got it on me off top. I was like a last minute calling before I leave the records, you know?
Oh, you're so sweet. If you text me what you were saying because your phone broke up, I'll go ahead and put it on Twitter for you.
Oh, for sure. Thanks. I appreciate that. I think it's bornreadyclt.eventbrite.com. You can purchase tickets in advance or you can pay at the door. The choice is yours.
Eventbrite?
Yeah. But, yeah, Eventbrite, EventBrite.com. But it was really bornreadyclt.eventbrite.com. That's where you can purchase tickets at.
See here. I'm going to pull it up and see what comes up because I have an account so I can go ahead and send out the link.
Oh, for sure. Like I said, it's going to be an epic night, trust me. And I know Charlotte going to welcome Born Ready into the city well.
I can imagine. Just like how hard that you guys went last weekend, I can just imagine what the hell is going to happen.
Oh, man. I'm still trying to recover from that.
So you just got some sleep?
I'm still trying. I'm at the office still. Okay? I'm still trying to recover from that weekend. Like, we got him out of the city by 6 a.m. Monday morning. So, you know, I didn't get a sleep before that. So, I'm trying to cover these past 2 days. It's tough.
How many females did you smash during this 5-day celebration?
I want to get in trouble on the radio, so let me just keep that to hold.
You can't get in trouble.
You might not have no manners, but I gotta have manners on this one because people probably listen in and all that.
Oh, you don't want them to know you have no manners.
Well, you already know.
The same person that said he wanted to make a movie.
No comment on that one. That's too much. After watching how I say with for the NBA rules, you know.
You are too funny. I cannot wait for this weekend at least give you a sample of my cooking.
Oh, for sure. Hey, Wong, I love that.
It's like, you see
Charlotte,
the pictures?
We're going to bring New York to Charlotte. Well, a lot of New Yorkers is down there already, but we're going to turn Bud City to Born Ready season, you know?
You know what's crazy is my homegirl's birthday is Saturday, and I was telling her about like Charlotte, and she has like this light in her face, like, so what's good, so what's up, and I'm just like, I don't know, because in certain situations when it's people's birthday, they be turned up all the way to the max. And she from B-More. And Northerners are. Y'all
that's
turn
like
up.
That's like our brother, our little brother, city.
Oh, shit. And
that's what we call B-More. I love B-More, though. I was a college out there. Morgan State. Stand up.
Oh, snap. MEAC. Morgan State is MEAC, right?
MEAC Conference is for sure. Golden Bears, you know?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I still had it. Because I would hate for my girl to come down there and I introduce her to somebody and she smashed a homie and homie not ready for her because she's a stallion. She's about
that's going for
about
business. I ain't getting involved with that.
5'11". She thick and she a red ball. I'm like, ooh, wee. You know what? I'm gonna work on that. I'm going to work on that one. But I just have to tell you, everybody that has listened to the freestyle, they like it because that's not something, I mean, it's not something I expected. And the fact
that's something that we was playing with. He was like, you know, we was chilling in Coney Island, of course. You know, we playing with home, sending out our homeboys from who we grew up with. And he was freestyling. I was like, yo, we need to do a song. You know, everybody's telling me, we need to do a song. I'm like, man, please, man. He ain't doing no song. I focus on basketball. But he did the song in the studio, and it went viral. And I was like, wow. Like, this swag game ain't no joke.
Yeah, like, I was shocked. And I let, you know, my son and his movement listen to it. And they was like, oh, shit. Because, you know, it's some basketball players that ain't got no business being in no motherfucking studio.
That's really right.
They ain't got no business rocking no mic.
I can name a couple. I don't go there because, like I said, I got to be around these people.
Yeah, and, you know, I would hate for you to have to, like, put them paws on somebody and then I have to be upset. And then I have to have your back. Not that you need me to have your back because you have a strong Jamaican back, but oh yeah. So it's like I'm like, oh my goodness. And it's like I listen to other people rapping on it, be except for the person that made the song, and I don't really like his lyrics anyway. But with Lance, I can relate to what he's saying because he's talking about his life from going from one point to the next point. From being in Indiana, missing them, coming to Charlotte, and being ready. And the crazy part about it is like, you know, when I used to go to work at 7 o'clock in the morning, I used to be able to listen to the morning show for an hour. And they would always be talking about him coming to Charlotte and being excited because it's like,
yeah,
he's
definitely looking forward to it for playing with MJ and actually his good friend who we actually grew up with. There was competitors, Kevin Walker, you know, he's from Uptown, and from the Bronx, and, you know, he from Brooklyn, so, you know, we always had that competitive edge, and for them to join together, that's going to be something, because they know each other well, very well, since they were still toddlers.
And I'm excited because I'm actually going to get to come to one of the games, and I've never been to what? NBA game ever in my life, nor have I been to an NFL game ever in my life or Major League Baseball game ever in my life.
Well, you're going to change that because I'm going to be back and forth there all the time, so you definitely invited.
Back and forth. Back and forth. In and out, too, right? No, I'm just
playing. I'm just playing. I know I'm going to be there for a week, that's for sure.
Ooh, talk about needing some Gatorade. No hydration at all. That's what I say. Oh, my God. I am, like, really looking forward to meeting everybody because it's like when you look at the videos and when you look at everything that you guys do, it's like a big-ass bond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And
that's a family.
You don't
see
that a lot.
We're actually doing a video. We're just going to edit it and everything. Once you get a video edited and everything, definitely going to send you that.
I can't wait because I'm a big supporter. I mean, you've been supporting me for over 2 years, so it's the least I can do, especially with you being an hour and a half away when you come down here.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Definitely going to check you out, you know. Probably take you to lunch or whatever. You're going to hang out. Show me around, you know.
Oh, I can most definitely show you around. You just tell me all the spots you want to see and all that good stuff, and I got you.
All right, we'll see.
Scout's honor. I promise to have manners, just like I had in Miami.
Yeah, all right.
I was good the whole time I was in Miami.
Well, your manners is probably no manners to me.
No. Actually, Martha was like, I'm so proud of you, Chuck. You had manners the whole weekend. I did not fuck with any strays. I didn't even fuck with any people I knew. I fucked with nobody. I was focused. I was relaxed. I was there to learn. I learned a lot. I learned about people to fuck with and not to fuck with. Learned a lot about the music industry. Got to see DJ Epps on the turntable killing it. Like the old school parties where DJs really scratched and shit like that. I learned a whole lot. And Chica was on her best behavior. She was not hungry. She was just not, she didn't even wake up at all. She's been asleep for a minute because she got something special, you know, lined up this fall. I sound like that's a fucking TV show or something. But, yeah, you know. So I behaved myself, regardless of what Ashton might think. So it was okay.
Not bad. I'm good. First time for everything, right?
The yes, movement, no matter.
So
yes. Now that's not to say that I might not have manners this weekend. I mean, you know what? I would have manners this weekend because I would be nervous around people. Yeah.
All right. I hear you talking.
Yeah. I was nervous when I was in New York in November. Sitting
that's
beside
true,
you,
that's
I was
true.
Nervous. I
that's
was nervous
true.
About
right
everybody.
About that. See, right about
I'm
that.
A nervous person. If a person makes me nervous, that means they the shit. Because can't too many people make me nervous.
I hear that.
I'm just saying. Now, before you go, I have a question. What are your thoughts about the okay, hold on. This is a three-part question. What is your thoughts about Ray Rice? What are your comments? What are your thoughts about the Ray Rice situation? What are your thoughts about the statement that his wife made? And what is your thoughts about the comment that, well, the statement that Terrence Howard made? Like, to sum it all up, basically, Ray Rice needs to stop fucking with black women and fuck with a white woman.
Well, Terrence Howard, he's crazy because I love my sister. So if he can't, for him to say that, he's bugging because they might not mess with you. They might not mess with you physically, but when you're ready to divorce, they're going to mess with you financially. And Terrence Howard's going to think twice if he mess up that leadership. So for him to say that, he's lost.
I agree.
Now, the right situation, there's always two sides of a story. I could recall when Lance, early in his career, before he played the NBA game, he had a situation with his daughter's mother. And it went basically, like, misunderstood. Like, the media got a hold of it. Maybe Lance got the bad guy to this day. So I can't really comment on that because it's two sides of the story. You don't know what really happened. It's like when Jay-Z and Solange all went at it. Nobody know what happened except them three. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So, at the end of the day, he's a man. He made a mistake. Did he go over? Maybe he went over a little bit because at the end of the day, women, you can't hit a woman because women can't take a man's hit no matter what, how strong they are. But, again, it's two sides of the story, and it wasn't mishandled. I think it was mishandled because it was basically on what Ray Rice did. What did the woman did? What did she do on that part? And that's the question that needs to be answered. No?
I agree to a certain point because, like you said, basically it's three sides to every story. His side, the one side, the other side, and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. Me, personally, I feel like that wasn't the first time a situation like that happened. And
exactly.
And I feel like, because I've been there before, and I just feel like when you are in the public's eye, regardless if you want to or not, you are a role model. If you don't want people
absolutely.
In your business, don't do shit where there's cameras. You already know when you're at casinos and places of such nature, it's cameras everywhere. Save that shit for when you get in your room, whatever the fuck she did or whatever the fuck he did, then you guys hash it out like that. That's why I'm so big on when couples go out and they have, like, disagreements and shit like that, you should never do shit in public. Exactly.
Yeah.
Save it for the car or save it for the house because then that way, no matter what fucking happens, in everybody's eyes, you are a united front. You can be divided
absolutely.
All the fuck you want to.
That's
but,
true.
Like,
we're trying to teach that with Lance also that whatever you do, everybody's watching you. No matter what you do, you know, believe it or not, you might not like it, but you're going to be a role model to these young kids. They're watching you. I mean, you might not like it, but that's reality. This is what you pick to do. If they want it, you should have stayed home and not become a basketball player. So, A. Rice, God bless him. Wish a mission well. Hopefully, he grieve it and win. Because at the end of the day, I'm a great A. Rice. He's a good dude. Never had a problem with him. So, hopefully, everything work out for him. I don't want to see another brother go down. Again, with Terrence Howard.
He's got to clean his house better. Terrence Howard is just he's just a fucking fuck-up. I mean, I ain't going to say fuck-up. He's just fucked up. Because if you really feel like that, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's he said that now crazy. Until he said that he wanted a divorce and she's going to go for every penny he got.
Then he
gonna
that's
be what
they're
known for. White women are known for that.
True. They will tear your pockets down. I mean, look at O.J. Simpson.
They let you do whatever you want to them until it's time to have a divorce, and they're going to do whatever they want to you.
They're bred for that. You know what I'm saying?
That's...
Not that I'm prejudiced or nothing like that. But
I'm not prejudiced.
Like,
I mean, like I said, I just go by what I see.
I really wouldn't give a fuck at the end of the day. I mean, my thing is, it's like when you forget where you come from and you migrate over, and then you get fucked up over there, then you want to come back, and then ain't nobody going to fucking want you. It's like, oh, no, I was too good for a sister, you was too good for a sister, blah, 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 blah. But your mama black, right? So what the fuck does that say about you and how you feel about your mama? Like, you know, that's how I be looking at shit. So I be looking at things, like, sort of differently or whatever. But, I mean, my daughter read the statement. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm listening.
My daughter read the wife's statement or whatever. And I just feel like at the end of the day, it's like both of y'all put yourselves in that situation to be ignorant enough to act like fools. So
one thing I learned, I ain't gonna lie, one thing I learned, you don't stop the money.
No, you don't stop the money.
You don't stop the money, so you should have relaxed.
Then
with it,
fuck that.
Behind the scenes, you don't stop the money. whoever his PR people should have got to her before she did what she did. That's what I'm saying.
And TMZ did that shit perfectly. They dropped that shit right after the start of football season.
Exactly. You don't never stop the money. I'm sorry.
Because, like, what the fuck y'all gonna do until somebody picks him up when his suspension is over or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, wish him well. Hope he wins his grievance. And then he learns from whatever situation he's going through right now.
All I can do is just be like, glad it ain't me. Ain't my business. Yeah. And this tea sure is good.
For sure.
Shut your ass up. Nobody's fucking talking to you no way. Well, I really appreciate you chiming in. You got me blushing over here.
You got me blushing.
Just wait. I know you got a busy schedule and you at the office. Any last things you want to say?
I'm going to appreciate you. Appreciate you playing the song. And I hope that Charlotte, North Carolina, period, anywhere, welcome my boy in well, and he's going to try his best to bring a championship to that region, make it happen. And especially when we're going at LeBron and his team, so Born Ready is coming. I just hope they're ready for him.
That's what I'm talking about, Born Ready. That has so many meanings.
Sure. Yep.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So, Greg, great hearing from you. And we'll keep you in contact for sure. And hope to see you and your friend this weekend. And we turn up.
Got you.
All right. And take care to all your audience.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. Ashton.
No, you didn't.
What I do?
Mm-mm-mm.
What Was I being mannish?
No, you did good. You all right. You're all right tonight.
I'm just saying. Now, did you like that song, Who Booty?
Yeah. What was wrong with Who Booty?
I mean, I like that song. I never heard it until I brought that mixtape. And it's like, damn. Whose pussy is it? Whose booty? I'm gonna slap it. Slap it, daddy. Slap it. Yes. Slap my new thickness. Pull my hair. I've been a very bad girl. I can't with you. I really can't. I mean, and I couldn't help but share that video with you because it had my stomach hurting. I'm like, damn, he was angry at Kermit. I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know. No, I can't say that. I can't say that. Cause Cici Tyson would never do nothing like that.
They need to get on the track together.
Oh, God.
She said Cici Tyson won't do nothing like that.
I can't see Cici Tyson getting out of character like that. Unless it's about Bow Wow, because, you know, Bow Wow called him retarded. Now I can see him doing something like that with Bow Wow and Bow Wow Mama, because Bow Wow Mama said something too. That bitch is out of order.
Yeah,
she's so out of order.
She's too old to be talking about other people's children.
Yeah, didn't her son get smashed in the booty by the bodyguard or some shit like that? Like, I'm just saying, if ain't nothing wrong with your child, then you got room to talk about somebody else's. But, I mean, granted, it may not have been a free will, but he is not perfect. He's tainted. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Wait a minute. What the hell is that song at? Damn it. I wanted to. Oh, okay. Hold on. Here is that other song I was telling you about. Now, I need you to listen to the words. And I know you're going to laugh because... It's funny. I mean, it's a serious ass song, but it's funny. Okay, wait a minute. What's funny is I can't find the name of the song, that ain't it. See, I'm going to need you to start working this damn switchboard, because I can't remember shit.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I did. Okay, show me the remix. Now, this is Kid Ink, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, Juicy J, and 2 Chainz.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, please, whatever you have in your mouth, go ahead and swallow it.
Okay.
show me remix.
Baby, let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright.
Right.
I'ma give you what you need quick.
Huh?
Baby, it's the remix.
Yeah.
Baby, you remind me.
Just picture me rolling in my own lane. Should've listened to the hype though, hold that. And show me something. DJ ain't playing nothing but mustard. Catch up to the bandwagon, fuck us. Friday I'm feeling like the old Chris Tucker. And we go for the record. Tryna go platinum and add a couple carrots. Being low-key kinda hard
with the cameras, a boyfriend here, but she looking so careless.
Baby, you remind me. It's a remix, and she just got a weed fix. Niggas gon' get you weed lit. All my Cali niggas need it. Let's get to that booty that you throwing around, baby. I get that booty work, I'ma never go lazy. Dancing with your girl in your own world. Face like an angel. Is it wrong? I can't wait to bang you. How you acting like a little deaf? Speed up, slow down, whoa down. Gas pedal, clap it, smack it, grab it. Tryin' to tell you, booty dumb, booty dumb. Yeah, that ass bounce, baby, you remind me.
California love while I'm high. Like, you remind me of something. Lead a club, we can bang like we from Compton. Pull a Lambo, round back, burler, we down that. Make a movie in the club, shout it, it's the soundtrack.
Baby, you remind me.
She's on that
beat making machine making beats and stuff. So.
Oh, tell her to keep working because I need her to make streets some beats, and I need a beat because I'm about to go in the studio and do my introduction song, girl. I'm about to do the hook. I ain't going to rap. I'm going to let streets them do that, and I'm going to just be on the hook so I can personalize it a little bit. No, I'm not going to be rude enough to say my head game is a felony on a song that, you know, somebody.
Why not?
That would be so disrespectful. It's working up on my March Madness mixtape. I was like, my hand game is a felony. Ain't no fucking game. And then my son's song comes in after that. Talk about no manners. I did not do that. DJ Flizzy Flame did that. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my nigga Flizzy. I need to hit him up and see how his ankle is doing since, you know, well, his leg, because he broke it in, like, so many damn places. Playing soccer, he fell in a manhole. Woo! Great God, the Batman, that made my coochie hurt. Woo! Okay, so, Ashton, we come to your part of the show where you give us all the juicy dirt. Now, I did not see the last part of the Love & Hip Hop reunion. Did you see
it? Not? Yes.
Why not? Hold on. What was Monday? Monday.
Just say you was what?
Damn. I worked Monday. I don't know what the hell I was doing Monday night, honestly. I was trying to be asleep. I'm trying to go to sleep. Did I miss anything?
No, you just missed Benzino trying to get tough with the producer Steve, the executive producer, trying to get tough and flex on him because he didn't want to talk about the fight that happened on set, and he was controlling Althea every time a question was asked. Althea wanted to answer, but Benzino would chime in and go, no comment. So she goes, no comment. and Stevie J and Jocelyn was sitting there looking like Ike and Tina. When they have their interviews, you know, Stevie sitting back with the shades on, leaning back, and Jocelyn all hype, ready to speak her mind and everything. You ain't miss much.
Oh.
I mean, what's more funnier is the fact that Mama D performed and her tooth fell out. You saw that little video, didn't you?
No, I ain't looked at it yet.
She looked at that yet. She's so ready to sing, and her tooth straight fell out like it punched out, was ready to go home type shit. I quit.
Wait, hold on. We can't talk about her because she's coming on the show soon.
She has stage presence. Like, you know how Beyonce fell on the stage and then she got up and kept going?
Yeah.
Same thing with her. Her tooth came out and she kept going. She put it right back in and kept going, talking about how much she deserved to be loved.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like it was a horrific thing. It would have been horrific if she let that shit override the performance. But it happened.
Wow.
You thought that shit was off the baby.
Oh, wow. I'm, like, really shocked.
So the new Love & Hip Hop with Ray J and them. I didn't even know Tierra Marie did something together.
Oh.
To even be a breakup situation. That she mushing the shit out of him on TV. That shit was so funny. But I'm not watching this season. I'm done with Mona. You wanna know why I'm done with Mona?
Why?
Because you know how they have to type in the credits. I mean, not the credits, but like the summary of what happens during the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody who is grammatically incorrect typing on the show, so I'm not supporting that. If you're making all of this money, the least you could do is give somebody a remedial class so they know what words to put in the sentence. Because my young teenagers are watching this and they need to know that education is important.
Even very.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a picture because I took a picture of that shit.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Oh, my God. I'm just so upset.
Oh, a man named Carlos Gonzalez beat the shit out of Tahiri at Fashion Week, and she had to go to the hospital and get herself bandaged up and sent home.
Spanish man?
Yeah, bandaged up. His name is Carlos Gonzalez, and he beat up Tahiri. He said he has no respect for her or whatever, and, you know, she approached him like, you know, why are you talking so reckless to me or whatever, you know, being rude and disrespectful, and he just holds off and beat the shit out of her. It took 7 men to get off.
What?
Yeah.
And what was Joey?
What? Are they even dealing with each other?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know if he was there or not. They didn't say all of that. They just said that, you know, she got whipped out. She had to go get treated for the beat up. He was dragging her by her hair and all kinds of stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so not good.
So he should not be working at Fashion Week on all of that anymore.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we're doing too much hitting these ladies.
Oh my gosh. I am still shocked. Like, wow. Are they even going to be on Love & Hip Hop this season in New York?
Oh, I don't know. Cause are they even trying to pay attention to Love & Hip Hop New York?
They got to because Remy is on it this season. So that's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah.
I look at that. Because, you know, where is Joe Budden at? Because, you know, he was the star.
Yeah.
So he won't be the star this time. So it should be quite interesting. But I really feel you about Love & Hip Hop. I was really upset at how they tried to downplay Jocelyn. That really pissed me off. I'm still tripping off, you know, the shit with Terrence Howard. Like, how the fuck do you tell a black man not to mess with a black woman? Like, I have no respect for you right there. Because, nigga, you mixed. And if you ain't mixed, you just fucking high yellow.
Yeah. For him to say something like that, it's appalling because I'm not one of the ladies who, you know, cut up in the streets and all that other stuff. So what is that supposed to mean? Just to get yourself a white woman. You get the woman that's right for you, not the complexion of a woman. The woman that's right for you, that's what you get. And not every black woman is from the ghetto. And not every white woman is in a suburban area. There's plenty of white ghetto people. That just was just ignorant.
Very. But I mean, look at him, like. Is all I can say. That don't make no sense. This society is just so fucked up. That's why I tell people we are living in the last days and people just don't get it. Damn, when I'm gonna get called out for the pre-face challenge, they probably know I'm gonna show some ass. Like, shit. I'm sorry. I have no manners. None whatsoever. So, Ashton, is that
Ellen
something you wanna...
She made a remake of Nicki Minaj's Anaconda video.
Who did?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know she's foolish.
Shouts out to, R.I.P. Joan Rivers. Like, wow.
Yeah.
That one really. Like, wow.
She lived a long life. She lived a life.
Nah, she really had no manners.
Yes.
But you can't do nothing but respect her because she always spoke her mind and she kept it funky. Unlike some people, she dared to go where no one has ever boldly gone before, aside from me on the white side. I just do it on the black side. So that's, you know. So what's going on with you, little mama?
Just working, and I told you I started making soap. That's been my fun hobby. I'm trying to get some things started for Valentine's Day, like a soap and candle basket giveaway.
Oh, honey, don't worry. Hertz is going to be your first customer because I bet you this year he better give me something for Valentine's Day after I put his ass to sleep. Did I just say that? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I mean, what I was saying was it would be nice to have something for Valentine's Day this year because I didn't get anything last year. That's what I meant to say. Hi, Hertz. Actually, it's all your fault. All your fault. I'm just saying.
I kept my mouth shut about that. This tea is real good. I'm definitely, in the lab putting some scents together, some nice essential oils and some fragrances together, so the soaps and candles to smell really delightful for the holidays. Being that I just started, I want to make my debut in February, you know, so I'm going to put out some Valentine's Day stuff and then Mother's Day stuff and, you know, keep it going like that. But I will definitely have a Valentine's Day.
I'm about scared to read this text message. I am not crazy. I just had an outburst and I didn't think about it before I said it. That happens most of my life.
Shout out
to Hurst, the hood rider with the hood dick. Hey, Hercules.
And I'm sure he, for at least 10 minutes after, I'm sure he did.
Huh?
But I'm sure he felt, I'm sure he stayed awake for at least 10 minutes afterwards. Like, you didn't put him straight to sleep.
What? Girl, you would have think I hit him on his temple. Night night. Where you gonna go? Night night. And his hell no. See, what had happened was he was tired because he had been up for a whole day, and the trip to the down here was unexpected.
Right.
Oh, wow. Yes, she did. She put me straight to sleep snoring. I got that knockout coochie, knock a nigga out.
You are dangerous, friend. You need to be put away under the Pentagon.
Wait a minute. Is this the same person that, okay, yeah. Okay, I will leave that one alone, because if I'm not mistaken, you've been displaying some felony head symptoms.
I do not have felony head. That's you.
What?
Yes, I don't. I don't give it up like that. I need some classes.
You need some classes.
Yeah, you want to do that? You want to actually give classes to women?
Uh-uh. Because I want to get you some felony head.
You don't want to give no felony classes to these unfortunates like me who have poor skills?
Your skills is fine, girl. I don't even know why you playing. Don't even know why you playing. Because I heard that it was A1 on point, and I'm not talking about the steak sauce, but it's like they're boldly go where no woman has gone before. That's Ashton. Like, she's A1 bold, y'all.
You know what's crazy is that if it smells good, and it's like, you know, clean, of course, and it smells delightful, I'm bound to do a lot of crazy things to it.
I'm just saying. And I like how you sidestepped that. Y'all, I'm just going to keep it hot since Ashton don't want to come out and be honest with y'all. Me and Ashton is going to have an affair when I come to New York, right? I'm going to do how she need to be done. And then she might not even know her name the next day. She might not even know where she's at. But she's gonna know she's been done right. I'm just saying. That's why she over there laughing. She's speechless. Speechless in Seattle. Excuse me, speechless in Brooklyn. My bad.
I am scared. You hear me?
Be very scared. Be very afraid.
I am scared to death. You gonna put me to sleep like hurt?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be worse because I'm gonna take a nap the whole day.
I'm just saying. Your man gonna hit me with a passion if he don't already.
If he don't already, he probably do.
Girl, he said, yes, you do. That shit is a drug. Got a nigga outside in the daytime with a flashlight looking for seconds. Like, where that lady with that good? Oh, yep, that's me. Oh, baby, wait till I touch down in Brooklyn. I'm going to wreak havoc on a hood rider. I'm going to make him a good rider.
Well, let me get my baskets ready for delivery.
Oh, my goodness. You is too funny. You is just too funny. What am I going to do with you?
What?
Yes. What am I going to do with you?
You know what I like doing? You can't do that. Look, you're the bad influence. You can't. It's what I'm going to do with you. But you know what I like doing?
What?
Being stingy with my head.
You got to be that way because not everybody can handle good head.
Yeah, and, like, I like for them to try to go out and find it elsewhere.
No one can do that.
For instance, Mr. Man is down south right now. I encourage him to go and, you know, experience something.
And
I hope he does. He acted like he's not, but I hope he is.
Oh, most definitely. I second that.
Yeah, but it's his birthday, you know what I'm saying? Go get you some trap house.
Tap out.
Yeah, go get you some tap out.
It ain't going to be the same as yours.
Huh?
It ain't going to be the same as yours.
I know, but, you know, it is what it is. Oh, my goodness. What a day.
Yes. This is just too funny.
To Brooklyn so I can get my Pilates on so I won't be in so much pain.
You are so funny. You really ready for me to come up there, huh?
Might as well just get it over done and done. Get my embarrassment set in so we can have a radio segment about how I couldn't handle you two.
Wow. I wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, right.
I would be gentle.
Lies and deceit. You know what? You know what I found recently?
What?
It's like a strip party, but it's AGs.
Who?
You know how they have male strippers, female strippers?
Yeah.
These AGs, like these aggressive dice stripping.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm like, what is that like?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Damn.
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture of that, too.
I don't think I would want to be part of that.
You have to see this.
Because at what point would they be like, no, they might.
Like when you know how they expose their, you know, penises or whatever, what do they expose?
That's a good question. I'm shocked.
Ass?
Everything, like, I don't really think I could do that.
It would make a good entertainment. Because you know what it's like? It's like opening up a gift box with nothing there. Nothing in the box. We're going to go.
I don't know. I would be like, oh, God. I don't know because being locked up with aggressive dykes is just, I could just imagine what they're like on the street because in the prison, they was crazy.
I think they calmed down.
Oh, damn. Hershey said that they get more money than the men at the little strip shows. What the fuck? If she can't produce no real dick, I ain't giving that hoe nothing.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, damn. In New Jersey, they found a dead bald eagle in the parking lot of a residential apartment complex. Hell no.
That's so crazy. That is so fucking crazy. Oh, the tickets are not that bad.
Hmm?
The tickets for Lance's birthday party is not that bad. General admission, $15. VIP admission, $25.
You're getting VIP tickets?
Excuse me?
So you're getting you don't need tickets, right?
Mm-mm.
She said, excuse me?
Yeah. Dallas and trendy. No boots, hats, or T-shirts. Oh, damn. We have come to the end of a damn show. Damn, 8:30 came up on this bitch fast.
I know.
Still get off in time to go to bed.
That's good.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Thank everybody that tuned in to our crazy asses. This is our new show, Tom. Get used to it. And then, you know, people calling in, singing and shit. Like, we don't get serious about certain shit. So I wasn't trying to hear no serious-ass conversation. So, you know, it's just too much, just too much. Appreciate the support, though. Ashton,
yeah.
I'm about to go take a shower, molest my body with my skin milk soap, and think about all the people I want to put to sleep.
I'm about to send you a picture of something, and when you see it, I'm going to link you to this person's page, and when you read the shit that he got going on, you're going to be like, I hate this dude.
Really?
Yeah. So, go ahead and take your shower and get rested. I'm going to do the same.
Yes. I can't wait to see what you got going on. And tomorrow I'll probably work overtime, but I will call you on my break.
Okay.
Good night, Hertz. Good night, everybody. I love y'all. I'll be back Sunday night, 7-8:30. Yeah. 7-8:30. All right. Good night.
All right. Good night.